Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Great Escape, Health, Wealth, and the Origins of Inequality by Angus Deaton explores one of the defining transformations of modern history, the dramatic rise in human well-being and the uneven way it has spread across countries and within societies. Deaton, a leading economist known for work on consumption, poverty, and measurement, links improvements in income to the breakthroughs that changed survival itself, such as safer water, sanitation, vaccination, and better nutrition. The book argues that progress is not automatic, and that the same forces that lift living standards can also widen gaps when knowledge, institutions, and resources diffuse slowly or are captured by elites. Moving between data, history, and policy debate, Deaton examines how we measure poverty and inequality, why some nations escape premature death and deprivation earlier than others, and how globalization and aid can help or harm depending on incentives and governance. The result is a wide-ranging guide to understanding prosperity and its discontents. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the escape from early death and disease, a central theme is that the most meaningful form of progress is the reduction of preventable mortality. Deaton emphasizes that the modern era brought a step change in survival through the spread of public health knowledge and basic technologies, clean water systems, sewage removal, safer childbirth practices, antibiotics, and widespread immunization. These advances often delivered larger welfare gains than income growth alone, because living longer and avoiding disability reshaped families, labor markets, and social expectations. The book highlights how health improvements can precede wealth in some settings, yet are difficult to sustain without capable institutions. Deaton also connects epidemiological transitions to inequality. When new health knowledge appears, early adopters benefit first, so gaps in life expectancy widen before they narrow. This pattern applies within countries too, as education and income influence exposure to risks, access to care, and the ability to act on health information. By framing development as an escape from death as much as from poverty, Deaton encourages readers to evaluate policy not only by GDP, but by outcomes like child survival, maternal mortality, and the burden of infectious and chronic disease. Secondly, income, growth, and the uneven diffusion of progress, Deaton examines why some countries grew rapidly while others lagged, and why the benefits of growth are distributed so differently. He treats economic expansion as a powerful engine for better lives because it finances infrastructure, schooling, and health systems, and because higher household incomes improve nutrition, housing, and resilience to shocks. Yet he also stresses that growth is not a simple recipe transferable across borders. Institutional quality, state capacity, and the incentives facing leaders shape whether growth is broad-based or narrowly captured. The book links the spread of technology and knowledge to inequality. Those with education, capital, and political access adopt innovations first, which can widen income dispersion. Over time, diffusion can raise overall living standards, but the transition may produce social and political tension. Deaton also draws attention to globalization, trade, and migration as channels that can accelerate progress while simultaneously creating winners and losers within nations. The discussion pushes readers to think beyond averages, asking how growth translates into capabilities for ordinary people and what policy choices influence whether progress reaches marginalized groups. Thirdly, measuring poverty and inequality with care. Another key topic is measurement, how we know whether the world is getting better and who is being left behind. Deaton discusses the construction and limitations of common indicators such as poverty lines, price indexes, purchasing power parity adjustments, household surveys, and national accounts. He highlights that small methodological choices can shift estimates of poverty and inequality, especially when comparing across countries with different consumption patterns and data quality. The book also distinguishes inequality between countries from inequality within countries, noting that global patterns change as populous nations grow, while domestic disparities may widen for reasons like skill bias, technological change, urban-rural divides, and policy differences. Deaton's approach is to treat numbers as essential but imperfect tools, encouraging skepticism toward overly precise claims and urging transparency about assumptions. This measurement focus matters because it influences policy priorities, aid allocation, and public narratives about success or failure. By showing how difficult it is to count the poor accurately and to value health gains, Deaton equips readers to interpret headlines about development with more nuance and to ask better questions about what statistics truly capture. Fourthly, the relationship between inequality and development. Deaton frames inequality as both a consequence of progress and a potential barrier to further improvement. When societies discover new ways to produce goods or prevent disease, early access is rarely equal, so gaps can widen even as everyone is better off than before. In this view, some inequality is a sign that innovation is occurring and spreading. However, the book also addresses how entrenched inequality can become harmful when it distorts politics, limits opportunity, or blocks the diffusion of life-saving knowledge. Large disparities can weaken social cohesion, reduce support for public goods, and create systems where the poor face worse schools, unsafe environments, and inadequate healthcare, perpetuating disadvantage across generations. Deaton also considers moral and practical arguments, the ethical discomfort with extreme deprivation alongside abundance, and the economic inefficiency when talent is wasted. The book does not treat inequality as a single metric with a universal solution. Instead, it emphasizes context, distinguishing between inequality driven by dynamic change and inequality maintained by exclusion. This perspective encourages readers to evaluate policies by whether they expand access to health, education, and fair institutions, rather than focusing only on redistribution or growth in isolation. Lastly, foreign aid, institutions, and unintended consequences, a major and debated section concerns foreign aid and whether it reliably helps countries escape poverty and poor health. Deaton argues that while targeted interventions can save lives, large-scale aid can also undermine accountability by shifting government incentives away from citizens and toward donors. When state budgets rely heavily on external funds, leaders may feel less pressure to build effective tax systems, deliver services, or respond to public demands. Aid can also fuel corruption, sustain weak institutions, and encourage policies shaped by donor preferences rather than local needs. Deaton emphasizes that development is ultimately domestic, rooted in institutions, politics, and the gradual accumulation of state capacity. He is not indifferent to suffering. Rather, he urges realism about what outsiders can accomplish and cautions against programs that look successful on paper but fail to change incentives. The book points to alternatives such as supporting global public goods, fostering research and innovation, promoting trade opportunities, and backing interventions with strong evidence and measurable outcomes. This discussion helps readers understand why well-intended efforts may disappoint and why institutional reform, though slow, is central to lasting progress. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a rigorous yet accessible account of how the modern world became healthier and richer, including students of economics and public policy, global health professionals, and general readers trying to make sense of development debates. It benefits a reader's life by improving how they interpret claims about poverty reduction, life expectancy, inequality, and the effectiveness of policy. Deaton encourages habits that matter far beyond development, asking what is being measured, what incentives are created, and who gains first when new knowledge arrives. These tools help readers evaluate news, charitable choices, and political arguments with clearer reasoning. The book is worth buying compared to similar titles because it unites two often separated stories, the rise in income and the escape from disease, and it does so with an emphasis on evidence and measurement rather than ideology. It also stands out for its frank treatment of foreign aid and institutional constraints, offering a framework for thinking about help that actually helps. Readers come away with a coherent view of progress that neither romanticizes markets nor dismisses the hard-earned advances of science and governance. If you would like to support Angus Deaton, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.